السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afia with good health and Afia. Allah accept all the khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ad, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jasiya, and verses 25, 26, and 27. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, and when it is rehearsed and recited upon them, the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers there in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings, and obviously it applicable today as well, ayatuna, our verses of the noble Quran, bayyinatin, which are so manifest, which are so clear, now they cannot break the argument, they cannot refute what we are saying. So what do they say? مَا كَانَ حُجَّتَهُمْ. So their proof and evidence is nothing. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أُتُوا بِآبَائِنَا. They will tell you, okay, bring your forefathers. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful. Trying to say that you telling us that we must believe that there is a paradise, that there is a hellfire, there is a day of justice, there is azab-e-qabr and punishment in the grave for the non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So produce for us, bring one, two of them and let them speak and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah, if you are truthful, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has answered them, قُلْ سَيُّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Tell them, Almighty Allah alone is a supreme being, He gives life. Who can give life? The doctor, the professor, the scientist? No, nobody can give life. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And then Almighty Allah will grant you death on the appointed time. Even if a person is an atheist, a person does not believe in any religion, one thing he or she has to accept, that death is inevitable. One day death will strike. Whether you are the president of America, or you are a poor person in some village, or whether you are a baby, or whether you are a child, or you are a Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody knows one day that death will occur. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then he will give you the death. So yuhyi wa yumeet, life and death is solely, only in the power, exclusively with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. No doctor, no gynecologist, no professor, scientist can do that. Thereafter, summa yajma'ukum. Then on the day of justice, He Almighty Allah will assemble you, will gather you and congregate you. Ila yawmil qiyamah, to the day of justice. Why is Qiyamah known as Qiyamah? لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِن مَقَابِرِهِمْ. The people will stand up from their graves and then they will be answering and saying what they did and so forth and so on. Is Yawmiddin, the day of justice. Is Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. So all this will happen. How we are sure the sun will rise today. How we are sure the sun will set today. So you must have no iota of doubt. So Almighty Allah is telling us, La rayba fih, there's absolutely no doubt in it. But today, secular-minded people, capitalistic-minded people, the Zionists and the socialists, communists, and all these type of people who are haramis, all this democracy and what they call human rights, we have seen their double standards, and we saw that they did nothing for Gaza and Palestinians. So therefore, it's only lip service. It's applicable to the whiteys only, the most racist people on this earth, majority of them. So la rayba fih, there's absolutely no doubt in the occurring or in happening of the day of justice. It will happen. Walakinna aktharan nasi la ya'lamun. But majority of the people do not know. Not they do not know, they do not want to know. Big difference between the two. One is you are a talib, a sadiq, you are a student, and you're looking and searching for the truth. And one is you're not interested in the truth. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam is a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah himself. And he was known as Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. But when he is to invite his people and call them, what would they say? Ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqul. They would tell him, O Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, majority of the things that you are saying, we don't understand it. Not they don't understand it, they did not want to understand it. So that is what we see today. People are so engrossed and engaged in their worldly pursuits and careers that they don't want to recognize the truth, and they feel that they are in comfort zone and nobody should not rock the boat, as they say. So that is where human being is today. We must remember that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all these issues here, that how human being today is so short-sighted, and they think they will get away with all these things here. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, and where Almighty Allah speaks about the various prophets and messengers and tells us that these are the very people, they will tell you that how enlightened they are. But when you give them the truth, they are not prepared to accept the truth. And therefore, go read about all these prophets and messengers, whether it is Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam or anybody else. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 91. Chapter 11, verse 91. And before that, they should tell him, because they were very rich and influential people, who are you to tell us who we must worship and what we must do with our wealth? Qalu ya Shu'aibu. They said, O Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, as-salatuka ta'amuruka, that the salat you are telling us we must pray and believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, and naturuka ma ya'budu aba'una, and we must abandon and leave all these idols and deities. O annaf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha, that we will continue doing in our wealth as we wish. How dare you come and tell us? Imagine these are people, the mushrikeen, and then when Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed them, they wonder what happens. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, verses 87, and read verse 91, all to do with Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. So here also same thing. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Almighty Allah states, وَلِلَّهِ لَا مِتَمْلِيكِ. It belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He was, He is, He always will be, me, you, and the entire universe and the creation. Chapter 28, verse 88, the last verse. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Every person shall perish, every human being, every creation of Almighty Allah will experience death, and then it's only him alone. Almighty Allah, he was, he is, he always will be. He is the only Khaliq, the sole creator, and the sole owner, exclusive owner. So makhluk, creation, everybody, prophet, non-prophet, messengers, all will pass away sooner or later. Jesus, peace be upon him, after his second coming, he also, after finishing his functions and mandate, he will come to Medina Munawwara, pass away there naturally, and be buried near Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can see that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. So million, billion, zillion people, everybody, every creation shall taste death, and then they will perish sooner or later. Walillahi, and it belongs solely, only exclusively to him, mulku samawati wal ard, the dominion, the sovereignty, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. America can put their flag in space, Russia can do that, Britain can do that, France can do that, India can do that, whoever wants to, it means nothing. Everything still belongs solely, only, exclusively to him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Whether it's the celestial creation, the stars, the moon, and the sun, and all the planets, and what have you. Well, earth, the land, and the sand, the lakes, and the oceans, the rivers, and the dams, the forests, and the villages. So everything belongs solely, only to him. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ سَاعَةً, and when the day of justice is established, سَاعَةً, it will happen so quickly. People will not even anticipate it. لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتًا, it will happen suddenly that it is a Friday and it is the day of justice. There will not be a single Muslim on the face of this earth. And تَقُومُ سَاعَةً عَلَى شِرَارِ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ, it will come and occur on the worst and worst of the creation of Almighty Allah, the Mushrikeen, the Kafirin, and so forth, the non-Muslims. Yawma idhi yakhsarul mubtilun, on that day the results will be announced. And yawma idhi, on that day yakhsarul mubtilun, the people who are peddling, propagating, making hasbara and propaganda, they will be the failures. They will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. Now they'll ask them, do you believe now? They say, 100%. Please send us back to this world. We will do everything. Allah simultaneous answer, Kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. These are just words on the tip of your tongue. So therefore, Almighty Allah has taught us in chapter number 23, verses 98, 99, 100, what will occur and happen to the non-Muslims when death occurs to them. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima, our ending on Iman and Islam, and the best day of our life. Rabban tawaffani muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis salihin, and unite me with the pious people. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. And the dua of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, supplication. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in my, on our lives, the day we come to meet you. Authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, Monday, 22nd of Shawwal, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah. So several jutlas were killed yesterday in Gaza, and many of them injured by our Hamas. Alhamdulillah, we feel so happy whenever victory comes to the Muslims and defeat comes to the enemy. Kainan man kan, whoever the enemy is, Jews, Christians, Hindus, Shias, whoever. So all these kuffar, then we must be happy. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, when Allah's help come, you Muslim must be happy. So another jutla sent to hell and dispatched to hell. And we know in Afrikaans what you say, Afrikaans is a wonderful language, but got this grace because of apartheid and so forth. But if you look and study the language independently, wonderful. A goeie Jood is a dooie Jood. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is what our Afrikaner teachers would teach us in school. Netz was a Jood. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. 100% the truth it is. Listen to how humiliated, disgraced they are, Israel, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Allah has mentioned all this in the Noble Quran, but alas, the Muslim himself, majority of them not interested in reading the Quran, they more engrossed and engaged with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and Shaitanhood. That is the Muslim of today, majority of them. 27 French politicians, left-wingers, were supposed to go to Israel and to the Palestinian territories. 2 days before they would depart now, their visas have been revoked by Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, you haramis. Change that to the biggest murderers, you swines and pigs. Remember that. That is what the Quran Sharif calls you, the pigs and the monkeys. Chapter number 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Your forefathers were that. And you are the children and progeny of those swines and monkeys. So you are just showing your true colors, remember that. And chapter 62, verse number 5, your rabbis and spiritual leaders, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are just like donkeys, you must remember, carrying encyclopedias. You know why? France is on the verge of recognizing Palestine, and therefore Israel cannot show the world, remember, what is really happening. Everywhere is lies and hasbara and propaganda and cover-up. But every time they try to do that, Allah Ta'ala's punishment comes on them. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Surely, definitely, Allah will continuously punish the Jutlas and the Jews right till the day of justice, the worst type of punishment. So the question arises, now they made an independent report. They murder, they execute, they rape, they torture, and then they make a report. There was so much pressure on the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the Jutlas, that you executed 15 medical personnel. They said, no, we had our internal stand probe, and we killed them. Yes, there were some mistakes done, but it was not execution. We say, go to hell, your Jutlas. So remember, if you are so transparent, why are you not allowing independent journalists to enter Palestine? Why are you not allowing independent investigators to enter Gaza and other places? Because whole day in your 48 till now, 80 years almost, you must remember that you are covering up, and you are crooks, and you are the biggest terrorists and murderers and rapists on this earth, you haramis. Settlers are threatening to demolish Al-Aqsa. Already they're making AI, artificial intelligence, that by next year, 2026, you must remember, Allah forbid, that they want to demolish Aqsa and replace it with the Temple of Solomon, the Haikale Suleimani. Israeli lies about the 15 medics, you must remember that. So the world has not accepted it. How the world has turned against the Jutlas. And everywhere you see, free, free Palestina, from the river to the sea. And the Jewish hatred is increasing. And the Zionist state, the failure. And inshallah, in 2-3 years' time, there will be no state like Israel. Our leader, our founder, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwarallahu Marqadahu of Hamas said, by 2027, Zawalu Israel. It's his opinion. It's not something you must believe in. Maybe 2025, 26, 28, 30 or so. So it will be demolished and abolished, and then the human beings will live in peace, inshallah. See the other harami protest against Trump and his administration. And remember, in every major city, they are protesting against Trump's migration policy, against his tariffs, and against, you must remember that, the clampdown against universities and so forth and so on. So you see, his Minister of Defense, that is, you must remember, in America, he is in bigger problems than hot water. You know, that time he shared that classified information and he sent it to one independent journalist. Now they further probing, they find that he shared it with his brother and he shared it with his wife. Trump, you are the most humiliated president in America, even worse than Clinton and others. And remember that you are a felon, you're a criminal with 34 charges, and you belong to jail, and just like Netanyahu, Netanyahu. So let me give you some breaking news from the occupied territories and the land of Gaza, Fiha al-Izza. Hamas, Gaza brought honor to this Ummah, not like the Saudis and like the Jordanians and Egyptians or the Emiratis there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi or the Bahrainis and Moroccans. Whole lot murtad, khabisul khabis, mal'oon and kha'ineen they are. And tell them I said so, the haramis. Khan Yunus is a city of slaughter. Who said so? Gideon Levy writes, you must remember, in the Haaretz. Khan Yunus is the city of slaughter. They're slaughtering your brothers, sisters, our brothers, our sisters, and babies and children. But this Ummah and Muslimah is still busy what they are, Hollywood, Bollywood, inviting gay people to South Africa, the stupid people, foolish murtads. That's what they are, who invited them. Lapid, who is the leader of the opposition, says, soon you'll be seeing one Jew killing another Jew. 100% they're heading for civil war. And that all Matillah taught us in chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a, ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. And remember, you think that they are united, but their hearts are fragmented and totally disunited. Chapter 59, verse 14. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmul la yaqilun. The Jutlas and the Jews are a people and a nation who got no brains. How can you have brains when you murder prophets and messengers? How can you have intelligence when you are murdering babies and children, more than 250,000 already? Israeli police clashing with the Christians during Easter, pulling out guns for them and so forth, and telling them they can't enter here, they are a menace and a cancer to society. That are the Jews and Israelis, you must remember. Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, says he wants to attack Iran, a limited attack. So Haaretz writes that in the editorial, an act of insanity. And remember, you know, that there was one prime minister there. You remember him, Naftali Bennett. I heard him myself saying, he said, I quote him verbatim, I kill many Arabs. No problem in killing them. So we tell you, Naftali Bennett, you harami, you war criminal, that if our Palestinians kill the Jutlas and the Jews, what is the problem? No problem. How you said so, we say the same thing. One settler, one bullet, dispatch them straight to hell. Naftali Bennett is in hospital. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Allahumma azibhu azaban shadida fi dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah, appoint your dogs upon him. Let them suffer just like Ariel Sharon. And let them freck and die like dogs, O Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Our stance is very clear. Look at the Jordanian government. You know the apartheid in Israel. Palestinians cannot use planes from Ben Gurion Airport. They have to go to Jordan and so forth. Now the Jordanians are interrogating the Palestinians, especially if you come from the Gaza area and surroundings. They interrogating Palestinians, asking them, where are the tunnels? Where are the hostages? Where are this? These are Muslims. The king and his spies and pakka murtad haramis. They're not slaves of Muslim. They are slaves of America and Israel. Therefore, we say all these Arab countries, the rulers, Pakka murtads and haramis, you must remember that. VAT will be refunded to the tourists from Saudi Arabia. Can you believe that? First of all, you introduce tax which is haram, and therefore so many problems there. In Tabuk, women were caught for prostitution. Prostitution in Tabuk, our holy area. And that is where they started all this musical extravaganzas and so forth. Al-Ula, Tabuk, Madina, Salih. I've been to all these places. And you see the curse of Allah on MBS. So they can praise him and he will get disgrace. And MBS, if he doesn't make public tawbah, dispatched to hell forever. And the grand, you must remember... Grand Prix, all world bars haram, you must remember. One driver, Van Stappen or whatever the hell his name is, he says that I wanted to say something, but I was very frightened, you understood, there in Saudi Arabia. Allah is disgracing them. They brought the singers from here and there, millions of dollars, whilst the people in Gaza are starving. The Jutlas in America want extermination of the Palestinians and starvation. And these Saudis, these Najdis, Haramis, Wahhabis doing all this. Wallahi, Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. Allah will destroy them sooner or later. In Kabul, 90,000 cameras in Kabul alone. Why? For surveillance and security. Very good. Because there are many enemies there as well from within. Israel must be removed from the surface of this earth. Then only we, peace will prevail. The Pope called for a ceasefire in Gaza. So Pope, you also woke up now, you stupid fool. So you should have told it long time ago. Okay, let's give South African news. Floyd Shivambu, he is the SG. These SGs, they cause a lot of trouble, you know, Secretary General. So in Amolvis also, they cause a lot of trouble, the Murtads. So anyway, Floyd Shivambu, so what he went? He went to Malawi. And he went there to visit Shepherd Bushiri and celebrated Easter with him. Zuma and his party are livid. And they say, we didn't sanction it. He says, no, he went in his personal capacity. So remember, there's big rows and ructions there with Zuma and with the Secretary General and so forth. Tembisa Hospital on fire. But they say that certain parts of it still operational. Mashatile, our deputy president, he's also another corrupt character. So remember, a few weeks ago, there were shots fired at his convoy and so forth and so on. Some people want him out. They don't want him as a president after SER, you know. So big problems there. Omar Suleiman, mashallah, today, between 8:30, we will speak against him tonight. That Mazaid will interview me. He's a murtad. In one murtad, invited another murtad. That is what we see. And we name them, shame them, and nail them. And mashallah, many, many senior ulama have made statements. We will speak about all that. Absolutely haram. 25,000 per table. To go there is haram. To listen to him is haram. To meet him is haram. Remember that. So 8:30 to 9, we will speak about LGBT and their sympathizers and promoters. 1 to 2, tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah. And then 2 to 2:30 also will be our report back trip to Roshni. And inshallah, tonight will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Wadi on all three stations. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Mausaleem, we have plus minus 14, 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Kisab, I just got an amount of money from my late father's inheritance. This came from a policy that he had. I'm told that most of it is interest. What do I do with this money?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First thing, your father passed away, so you, the children, grandchildren, should daily be reading the following dua, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. We can only pray for people who passed away as Muslims and with Iman. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning is established, so daily read the dua. Number two is that expedite the winding up of the estate, that is the debts of the deceased. First, the burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased must be paid. Third, wasiyah for non-heirs, the maximum is one-third. And fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So remember that you go to the bank or broker or whoever, tell them to give you a breakdown and say how much your father paid. Your father paid 100,000. The payout for that life insurance policy or whatever policy was 1 million rand. So the 100,000 is halal and that will form part of the estate. The 900,000 is haram. So then use it for, you must remember, poor people and so forth. Send it to Gaza. Send it to Sudan, send it, you must remember, to Syria, Libya, to Burma, wherever the Muslims are suffering and so forth. So you can do that, inshallah. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala will reward you in the sense that you only took the halal money and not the haram money. So that will be my advice to you, and expedite it as soon as possible, brother. And whatever shares you, the heirs, have received, remember, zakat is compulsory upon you proportionately.
Mufti Saab, if I live in Durban and plan to go to Johannesburg, do I become a musafir after leaving my house or the borders of Durban?
Remember that you don't work and calculate from your house. You must leave your area, your suburb, your town, your city's border. So let's say, for example, you are going by plane from Durban to Cape Town or Durban to Johannesburg and you're flying. So when you reach your King Shaka airport, so you start calculating from there, for example, to make life easy for you. Or, for example, you're coming by vehicle and car or bus or whatever you. So your own boundary, you know. So once you leave that boundary there, from there you start calculating. You don't calculate from your house. That's totally incorrect.
Mufti Saab, is the above correct? Should women not take their husband's surname after marriage?
Remember that that is the Salafis, that they are people who are Muslim, but majority of them are dhal and mudwil. They are astray and they lead others astray. For a Muslim lady, after marriage, she has three options. She can maintain and retain her own maiden name. Two, she can use her husband's surname, husband's name, all that permissible. And third one, if she wants, she can make it a double barrel surname, use her own name or her father's name, and then her husband's name. So all that are permissible. These Salafi so-called scholars, remember that they use the verse, chapter 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. That ayat and verse was revealed for waladiyat, for children, and biological children. Adopted children cannot be given the name of the adopted parents. Got nothing to do with zawjiya, with husband-wife relationship. The ayat, kalimatu haqqin, 100% the truth. The meaning the Salafis are taking, wa iradatul batil, is a totally wrong connotation. And that is what Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the linguist par excellence, used to say, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. Totally rejected of these Salafis.
Of the Saab, why do we make tawaf anti-clockwise?
MashaAllah, wonderful question. The person who posed that question, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward you. One answer from the Quran Sharif, then from Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one logically. So whenever you want to discuss any issue, we first go, first point of reference would be Quran Sharif, then Sunnah Mubarakah, and thereafter we'll come to our brains and intelligence, and all that will come right afterwards, remember that. So first we must understand Quran. So see, now only the scientists and all of them, they discovered all these things here. Allah Jalla Wala informed us more than 1400 years ago. Surah Ad-Dahr, chapter number 76. Almighty Allah tells us right in the beginning, verse number 2. Chapter 76, verse number 2. Inna khalaqnal insana min nutfatin. Indeed, definitely, surely, positively, we, only we can do that. Allah stamping His majesty, authority, and His sovereignty, remember that. So He says, we created this masterpiece, human being, min nutfatin, from the sperm and semen. Amshaj, What is the word? Amshaj. Chapter 76, verse number 2. What is the meaning of Amshaj? Husband, wife fulfill the conjugal rights and the intimate, and then when there's ejaculation, that sperm, semen moves. How does it move? It moves anti-clockwise. Oh, human being, oh, masterpiece, your very origin is anti-clockwise. And you came from the sperm and the semen. Now we got money, we got post, we got knowledge, and we become so arrogant and so forth. So chapter 76, verse 2. So to remind us of our origin. 2. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Khudhu anni manasikakum. Take your actions of Umrah and Hajj all from me. As I did, you must follow me immaculately. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, so fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. Yuhibbukum Allah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31. Logical answer. When we go anti-clockwise, the heart is nearer to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Ya Allah, let our hearts get saturated with your love and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of Islam. When we go anti-clockwise, you must remember, what are we doing? We are cleansing ourselves. The non-Muslims ask me, why you Muslims go round and round the black cube, meaning the Kaaba Musharrafa? I told him, Tom, Dick and Mary, that you see when your clothes are dirty, you place them in the washing machine, and it spins and spins and comes out white and clean. When the Muslim goes round and round, 7 circuits as one tawaf. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaj min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. When you perform 50 tawaf, so it means 350 times you go round the Baytullah, so remember that what will happen is that you come out pure and cleansed from your sins and vices, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. The hadith Imam Tirmidhi, Abu Isa Rahimahullah, born in 209, passed away 279, buried there in Uzbekistan in Tirmidh Rahimahullah. These are the giants of Islam, we should remember this.
Mufti Sahab, my sister is married and her husband is more than financially stable. However, she refuses to put her name down on the Hajj list, insisting that she is not ready, and claims to have read Istikhara, and the feeling she got was not to apply for Hajj.
Remember, Shaitan has got hold of them. Again, the hadith in Tirmidhi, in the 6 books. Our ulama, they use the word kutubusa, they use the term sihaya sitta. That sihaya sitta is not 100% the correct term. You get so many weak ahadith, you get maudu ahadith in Ibn Majah and that. So a better term than sihaya sitta, we call it taghlib, that majority are sahih. But a better term will be Kutubu Sitta. That's a better term to use. The 6 famous books on hadith. So you will find this hadith only in Tirmidhi. A person who has the means and all that to go for Hajj, and they don't go for Hajj, like the nonsense this lady or husband are talking. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fala alayhi ayyamuta Yahudiyan or Nasraniyan." I don't bother about such people. They can die Jews or they can die Christians. Go read the Quran. The ayat was revealed in the 9th year of the Hijrah. Well, in the 9 years after the migration to Medina Munawwara. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Hajj is compulsory upon you for those who have the means, that you are healthy, you are wealthy, all that. And there's no excuse, so you must go. And you don't go, then Allah uses the word, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Whoever commits kufr, then that person must remember Allah Ta'ala is totally independent and from the entire universe and creation. Chapter number 3 and verse 97. So therefore, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to translate Amirul Mu'mineen, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ You got the means, you got the health, wealth, and you still don't go, and you keep on making excuses, you die a kafir with a non-Muslim. We say that person will die a Muslim, but remember, will be skating on thin ice, and the hadith in Tirmidhi, I don't bother, he can die a Jew or Christian. So remember that istikhara, all that, is just a figment of your imagination. It's like saying that I'm making istikhara, whether I must read Fajr Salat or not. So istikhara for that is haram, you can't do that. If shaitan has got hold of you, the husband or the wife or both of you, so remember, it's your pride and your arrogance, and if you're not careful, you might just die a non-Muslim. Allah protect us.
Mufti Sahib, I performed Hajj, but if I performed for a deceased family member that didn't perform, do I get the reward of the full sawab as well?
Remember that if you are performing Hajj anil ghair, what our people call Hajj badal, so you should remember that you must have performed your own Hajj first. Labbaik, labbaik, and shubruma. In time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, one sahabi was saying labbaik on shubruma. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, who's the shubruma? He said, that my family member and so. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked him, have you performed your own hajj? He said, no. The master alayhi salam told him, hadith bulughul maram, mishkat sharif, mustad ahmad, hujja an nafsik, thumma an shubruma. First you perform your own hajj, then you worry about shubruma. So that's why we say people must not perform hajj for anybody else unless you have performed your own hajj. Then you go for second hajj, third hajj, and then you do for people, is fine. You will get the optimum reward. The deceased or the person who's incapacitated will receive the maximum reward as well. So that is the fatwa, and that is what we should understand.
Mufti Sahib, we read Qaza-i Umri Namaz for Isha. Do we have to read the 4 Farz, 2 Sunnat and 3 Witr, or just the 4 Farz?
First and foremost, to mass salat, remember, is a major, major sin. Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you enter and walk straight into Jahannam, the hellfire? First thing they will say, "Qalu lam nakum min al-muswallin." We never used to read our salat and so forth and so on. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran. Today the Ummah takes all these things so lightly, but the Quran Sharif is warning us with stern warnings that if you don't read salat, you go straight to Jahannam. You see what the Quran says, Surah Muddathir, chapter number 74 and verses 42, 43, 44. And remember that you want to read Qadha of your Isha, you must read. So remember, you read 4 and you read 3 witr, the sunnah you don't read. That is the Hanafi verdict. And according to the Shafi'is and the Malikis and them, you just read 4. You don't have to make qaza of the witr also. So Hanafi is 4 and 3. Majority scholars only 4, and you don't have to make qaza of the witr.
Jazakallah Mufti Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, grant you.